And a good Monday morning to you here on News Radio KMAN. It's the third Monday of the month, which is typically reserved for the Raleigh County Historical Museum. And we've got a couple of guests in studio joining us today. Roger Brannon, Raleigh County Historical Society board member. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. It's glad to be here.
And Doug Tippin, a Raleigh County Historical Society Rocky Ford School Committee member as well. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
So as you can tell, we're going to talk. We don't have Cheryl Collins here. She had a conflict. Otherwise, she would be here as well. But the topic of our conversation today is going to deal with one-room schools. And as I understand, we were talking here before the program, Doug, the Rocky Ford School, which is just north of here, that's recently been restored.
Yes, that's correct. Rocky Ford is at, on the corner of Tulloquick Boulevard and Barnes Road, the little limestone building. And I'd like to kind of start with that because we're going to have an open house there on October 6th. So that school district was established back in 1885, and they started construction of the limestone school. And it burned in 1927, but they saved the stone and used that to build the second school at that location. And it actually closed in 1949 because of lack of enrollment. And the few students that were there then transferred to Strong School. And then in 1951, both those schools were incorporated into the Manhattan school system. So several years ago, a group decided to kind of restore the building. It was had some issues that needed attention. So that was actually about 2010 when we started that. And we put a new roof on. We painted the interior, the exterior, redid the old pot village stove, redid the desk, the floor. We did tear off the front entrance because the concrete was getting bad, so we built a handicap accessible entrance to the school. And in 2012, the school was placed on the State National Register of Historic Places. So our open house is Sunday, October 6th from 2 to 4. And we would invite anyone that would like to come look at the school. The desks are still inside. In fact, you could actually have school there. A few years ago, an elementary teacher in Manhattan took her class out for the day and had school. So we invite anyone to come out on October 6th.
All right, so that's pretty neat deal, being able to bring people out there. Will it feel a lot like you're back in the 1800s when you step inside there?
I think so. When that fourth grade teacher brought her class out, she had her students dressed in period costumes, and some of them had little slate boards. Some of them had the old-time dinner pails. And, it could be used as a classroom.
Well, and that might be a good opportunity here for local school districts, maybe in their history classes, just to kind of have that periodically available, possibly.
Yes, any elementary teacher would like to bring their students out. Well, they could contact me or contact the Raleigh County Historical Museum, and we could set up a time for that.
Now, how challenging was it getting everything restored here? Because there's a lot of process. You gotta modernize it, but at the same time keep the old appeal.
Yes, according to the Register of Historic Places, you cannot do a whole lot of remodeling on the inside of the school, but you can paint and do that type of thing. But it's quite a challenge. Took us several years. We had a lot of good help on that, and so it was a fun project.
All right, Sunday, October 6th. Mark that on your calendars. The Rocky Ford School will be having an open house here, and you said 2 to 5 p.m.?
2 to 4.
2 to 4, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll be looking forward to that. One-room schools is kind of a lost thing here in the state of Kansas. Are any still open these days?
There are several that are still standing, and there are some areas where the community of that have done some work, and I think Doug can describe a special school that's just been restored in northern Riley County. The thing I want to emphasize is that even though it's fading, there is a spirit and a loyalty within the little local geographic area for people who went to the school. You know, the families had to set aside an acre, you know, for the building and stuff like that. And so there, as we interviewed people, there was a real loyalty to their experiences in that school. So
that school that Roger mentioned, it was is called Prairie Rock. It's northwest of Randolph. And it sat there empty for years. I think one of the local farmers had hay stored in it. And one of the neighbors, by the name of Ray Schultz, drove by the school every day to go to work, and he decided he personally wanted to restore the school. So he pretty much gutted it. It's a stone building. He put in a new ceiling, new floors, new windows. He has air conditioning in it, heat, running water, a kitchenette, a new roof. And a year ago, July, they had the kind of the reopening of it, and Roger and I went up for that, and they had a nice turnout, and they're using it as a community center. So it's nice that he wanted to do that project. Another school that's used as a community center is Deep Creek, which is southeast of Manhattan, and it's in its original state. And I think the 4-H Club meets there, and the Scouting Group, and some other groups. So it's getting a lot of use. So we've got a few in the county that are still, as Roger said, still standing. Some have been moved and used as a home. Some are in the original site and added on to and used as a home. So it's nice that people want to do that.
Now, and there's one school, and Doug can help me on this, that where the building is gone, but at the site they've put a little monument. You know, Charlie showed us that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of shows that something had to be remembered, and that community is loyal.
Yeah, that school was Rose Hill School, also in the northern part of Raleigh County. There's also another school in the northern part of the county it hasn't been really restored, but it's in good shape, called Center Hill, and the desks are still in it, and I think they use it sometimes as a community center, too. So there's a few of them still left in pretty good condition.
You know, having done some high school sports in the past here for small towns, I know what a value the schools can be for those towns, kind of the livelihood. But talk about maybe just in those days with the one-room school, just what the schools meant to each community in Kansas.
Well, they, of course, the people had to take responsibility to organize it and to set aside a piece of property for the building, and then there would be people in the area would serve on a kind of a school board, maybe three members or something like that. They had to contribute. They had the kids would have programs various times during the year, and the community would gather for, and there was competition in athletics between the schools, you know, and probably not to the extent that our schools have now with lights and a neat field and stuff like that. But there were things like that.
It was a social thing for the community. And when those schools had to close, that was kind of a bad thing for the community to have happen.
And do they typically have K through 12 at these one-room schools, or how did that work?
Mostly first grade through eighth grade.
Okay.
Primarily. Mm-hmm.
I was always wondering about that because, you know, just wasn't sure on that. So why did they end up closing? It was just lack of enrollment? Was that the primary reason?
Well, there's the general trend of the family farm starting to, the numbers starting to diminish, and I think that was related. And then
Well, some of them in Raleigh County had to close for two reasons. when Tuttle Creek Reservoir was built, that took a lot of schools on the west side of the Blue River. And then the expansion of Fort Riley took a lot of schools in the southwest part of the county. So those folks, of course, had to move out, and they had to disband in the school districts then. But yes, the enrollment, particularly after World War II, got fairly low in the schools. There's one interesting story in the northwest part of the county. There was a school called Mayday and a school called Star. They were about 2 miles apart. Their enrollment got very low. So the two school boards got together to decide about unifying. And they did. They thought that would be great. But the question came up, which building are we going to use for school? Well, they couldn't make a decision, so here's what they worked out. One year they had school at Mayday. The next year they'd have school at Star School. So they got that worked out pretty good with the compromise. So both of those schools are still standing. They're not in real good condition, but they're still there.
That sounds a lot like what I used to listen when I was living in Nebraska. You know, we'd cover 8-man football games up there, yeah. And you know, they had a lot of combined school districts, and they had the same thing. Well, which football field do we use? Do we use this one? Do we use this one? They would rotate. So that's kind of funny how that's kind of intermingled even then.
As of 1930, there were approximately 80 rural schools in Raleigh County, about 2 miles apart usually, so the students could go to school or ride their horse to school.
Very different times, for sure.
Yes.
Let's take a quick time out. We're going to talk more here about the One Room Schools here on In Focus. Stay tuned. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.